On today's podcast, I want you to imagine your retirement plan as a ship sailing toward a horizon of rest and relaxation. Ah, it sounds nice. But what if one leak could sink it all? In today's episode, we're going to spotlight some of the single oversights that could send your dreams to the bottom of the ocean. We'll share key strategies to plug the gaps, ensuring your financial ship stays buoyant and on course. So tune in to today's edition of Reengineering Your Finances as we protect your future from the one mistake that could derail everything. You won't want to miss today's episode. Let's get to it.
It's time for Reengineering Your Finances with the founder of CP Weldy Group, Charles Weldy.
On another edition of Reengineering Your Finances, I'm Walter Storholt alongside Charles Weldy of CP Weldy Group, certified financial planner and CPA. Charles specializes in creating tax-efficient retirement plans, which I know might be on the minds of a lot of our listeners these days as we, at the time of today's recording, Charles, start inching closer and closer to that tax day. I know that keeps things pretty busy for you around the offices, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You come in at like 8 o'clock and we leave about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and you know, I learned early in my career, well, later in my career, that, you know, you can't like work 12-hour days because the next day you're not going to make it, you know.
got to try and pace yourself a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's just the government's way of making you really earn a couple of golf days when spring arrives. So you got to get through that tax season.
Yeah, my younger career when I was a certified public accountant only doing taxes, I mean, we were hoping that they would extend the filing deadline to like, say, June 15th. But, you know, when we really thought long and hard about it, Walter, we really decided that, you know what, that's not going to help because people just procrastinate and turn all their stuff in like, you know, immortal.
Right. Might as well pull the Band-Aid off earlier, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, on today's show, as we teased at the beginning, we're going to be talking about how one overlooked issue, and there's more than one of these issues that can do it, first of all, one overlooked issue can really sink your retirement. So we're talking about the big mistakes today. Even if they don't seem like it on the face, they can have a huge impact on the success of your financial plan. So we're going to give you five examples, at least, on today's show, of how if you don't get one of these items right, you could be in some big trouble. So trying to just be very obvious about how big of a mistake these things can be. So here's the first one. If you overlook this part of the planning process, Charles, you're going to be in trouble. And that's the possibility of outliving your money. If you're not focused on the fact that you might outlive your money, you're kind of starting your plan off on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Well, I would say this, that, you know, that's one of the five major concerns for most retirees is running out of money. And we kind of call it longevity risk, living too long. And longevity risk, Walter, is a risk multiplier, which means that the longer you live, you know, the more that other risks, you know, creep their ugly head in. All right. So let's just say you retire at 65 and you pass away at 70. Hey, planning's not difficult at all. Inflation could be like rampant. The market could be like, you know, way down. Healthcare costs could be rising tremendously. Taxes could be shooting through the roof. But hey, you know, if you retire at 65 and you pass away at 70, planning's not difficult. You only have 5 years. But if you retire at 65 and you live well beyond age 90, planning becomes much more challenging, right? So you need a plan and you need a planner. And the plan for most people is the bucket plan. You know, it's a proven process that provides for predictable income and long-term growth. And when you have those two components, the chances of outliving your money are greatly diminished because, you know, certain rates of return are assumed and they're reasonable, and certain spending levels are assumed and they're reasonable. And you can see in black and white how long the money's going to last and, you know, when, in fact, you're going to run out of money. If that's a factor, adjustments can be made to spending and or saving and or potential rates of return.
All good points there. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So make sure you're not overlooking that possibility of outliving your money. Just like you don't overlook the relentless creep of inflation, the last few years, Charles, have been a nice reminder of just how painful inflation can be after it felt like we had many years of kind of being lulled to sleep a little bit by the threat of inflation.
Yeah, well, inflation, you know, definitely reduces your purchasing power. And, you know, you say we were lulled to sleep. I think treadline inflation, Walter, has been 3%. So if you had $1 million and inflation is 3% per year, at the end of 20 years, that $1 million only buys $478,000 worth of goods and services. So that's the impact of inflation. It just creeps up on you year to year to year. So we have a saying that every year, everything you buy is going to be more expensive. So you really need to create a rising income to cover your rising expenses in retirement. I like to tell the story that my first car, and you know, truth be told, I bought it in 1973, right? So that was like, what, 50 years ago, right? It was $5,000. It was a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia. Man, I thought I was hot. I had this two-seater, you know, sports car, you know, $5,000. But recently, in December of this year, I bought another car. It was $55,000, right? So the point I'm making is, like, inflation over 50 years went from $5,000 to $55,000. So it rears its ugly head, and we got to account for it. So how we account for it from a planning process is, again, we have two main buckets, soon bucket and later bucket. The soon bucket is really invested for inflation-adjusted income. We're pulling money out of that bucket each and every year, maybe for a period of up to 10 years, to cover our income gap and inflation. And then the later bucket is invested for growth, and hopefully, if history's any guide, the growth of that account will outpace inflation and give us enough, you know, resources to replenish that soon bucket. So inflation, you know, you got to account for it. Too many people have too much money in cash. Today, cash is paying good interest, so I'm not really that concerned about it. But when interest rates come back down to their normal levels, chances are the cash in their bank account won't keep up with inflation, and that's a hidden tax on everyone.
Got to watch out for anything that's sort of hidden, and that does apply to a lot of the things on our list here today. The next one here would be the expense of a nursing home stay. A lot of people don't like to talk about that possibility, Charles, but ends up being a big mistake if we're not accounting for that possibility.
It is. I mean, long-term care, you know, I mentioned on a prior podcast, everybody wants it. Nobody or very few people want to pay for it. But today, there's different long-term care opportunities. And one opportunity a lot of people are taking advantage of, especially baby boomers, is they'll fund a life insurance policy, you know, for 5 years, maybe at $25,000 a year. So let's do the math. $25,000 a year times 5 years is $125,000. For that, you know, if it's designed properly, they'll have a $300,000 death benefit, which means when they die, somebody gets $300,000 tax-free. But the beauty of this policy, Walter, is that there's a rider attached to it that allows them to take 2% of the $300,000, which is $6,000 per month for up to 4 years, in the event they need long-term care. So, you know, in our practice, when we look at $6,000 available for long-term care, we look at maybe a pension or Social Security and maybe some money from investments, you know, not the principal, but the earnings, you know, that fits like a glove for a lot of people. It's just a way of diverting money from, you know, something that, you know, is just going to grow and be used for long-term care. We're leveraging a long-term care benefit. That's one example. Another example, we haven't like done this yet, but we got a proposal. We have a woman who is 68 years old, standard. She puts in $180,000 into an insurance policy. And if she needs long-term care, she can get $7,165 a month for up to 6 years, right? So the total payout could be like almost $516,000 on a $180,000 investment. And if she doesn't need long-term care, when she passes away, her family gets the, you know, $180,000 that she put in, maybe growing a little bit, not a lot. But my point is that, you know, there's people that have enough assets, and if they just relocate them and leverage them, they could have a long-term care benefit, because what the insurance companies do is they take the money from all these, you know, policyholders, they put it in a pile, and, you know, some people are going to need it, some people won't, and that's how they can really, like, you know, provide you with these benefits. So nursing home, you know, I guess long-term care is like the leak in the dike. Everybody wants it. Nobody wants to pay for it. But there are ways to afford it if you get a plan done and you really look at your assets from, you know, a higher level.
All great points on that one as well, Charles. So let's hit this next one on our list. We get to the more traditional concern here. And this one should be obvious to folks, but we need to make sure it's mentioned. The volatility of the stock market. Again, you get this wrong and you can see your money go down in a hurry and have a huge impact on somebody's retirement.
Yeah, so market volatility, I mean, obviously people think of market volatility about it being, you know, going down. So when I think of market volatility, oh my gosh, it's going to go down. But market volatility works both ways. It goes up too. So when things go up in 2023, right? So 2023, the market was up like 22%. In 2022, it was down 22%. Everybody talked about volatility, you know, in 2022, but not in 2023. So, you know, market volatility is really like the reason why we get the premium returns in the long run. So I would just say this, there's nothing wrong with market volatility as long as we're diversified. You know, we need, you know, equities that are growth oriented, value oriented, large companies, small companies, domestic companies here in the U.S., international companies. If we have a diversified portfolio and we take those equities and we time segment them, by that I mean, hey, you know, we're not going to need these equities for a period of maybe 7 to 10 years minimum. And the volatility now becomes our friend because the longer the time period, you know, the shorter the less the risk involved. So time segmenting your money is really the solution to market volatility. Have that soon bucket, generally, you know, fund it with fixed income to minimize short-term market volatility, and then put the remaining funds in a later bucket, you know, generally, you know, invest it in equities to where we're embracing long-term market volatility, which really is the reason why we get the premium returns on the equities over the long term.
All right, Charles, let's hit this last one here, and it's your specialty. We save the best for last. The threat of rising taxes, another one that kind of sneaks past people, and they don't quite put enough emphasis on this in their plans, it seems.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, most people fund their traditional IRAs and their 401ks today, and they want to minimize the current taxes. So if I'm working and, you know, I'm making $100,000 a year and I can put $25,000 a year in a 401k, then basically I'm only taxed on 75, and, you know, I feel happy and comfortable, you know, just really postponing taxes. But, you know, for someone that wants to, you know, avoid future taxes, a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, you know, would be an ideal solution. The problem today that I see, and again, maybe it's a good problem, but it's a problem regardless, is that people have too much money in their pre-tax accounts. And if money grows at 7% a year, every 10 years it doubles. So I see future tax issues with people that are overfunding their traditional IRAs or 401ks today. I want you to just visualize, Walter, three funnels. Funnel number one is pre-tax money. That's your IRAs and your 401ks. Funnel number two is your post-tax money, money that you've already paid tax on, but you're only paying tax on the growth. All right. And then third funnel is a tax-free bucket. Generally, it's Roth IRAs or cash value life insurance. And really, we all need to have the right blend of investments in each funnel. Right. Realistically, you can be making as a married couple $150,000 a year in terms of investment earnings. And if they're in the right funnel, so to speak, your tax liability could be 12% or less. And that's really the key. You know, really making sure that when you retire, whether you're single or married, and no matter what you're spending, you have a mixture of investments in tax-free and pre-tax and taxable so that you can actually take out strategically money on an annual basis and really remain in the 12% tax bracket. And people that are listening to this podcast might say, you know, that's impossible. I make all this money. Well, the reality of it is, as a married filing joint return using today's dollars, you could have $90,000 of income plus a $30,000 exemption or standard deduction. That's $120,000 and still be in the 12% tax bracket. So it's really realistic that by planning today, fast forward 10, 15, 20 years down the road when these IRA 401k accounts are like doubling in value, to really like do some planning to make sure that rising taxes aren't a big issue, you know, for your retirement dollars. And then we have a process called the Tax Management Journey. It's 7 steps, and it's available to all our wealth management clients. And it's like unbelievable in the sense that, you know, it teaches you all money's not taxed the same. And, you know, one of the biggest cases I worked on, 2024 will be the first year that one of my clients will be in the 0% tax bracket for the rest of her life. And, you know, she went through the tax management journey. And it's not, you know, tax management is not tax planning one and done. Tax management is like planning your lifetime taxes. And I would just say, I don't have the figures in front of me, but I think we saved her over $600,000 in lifetime income taxes just by doing what we did for the last 7 years. So rising taxes are a real, you know, concern for a lot of people. And I would just say that anyone listening to this podcast, if you're married and you have more than $800,000 in your pre-tax account, or you're single, you have more than $400,000, you need to do some tax management planning, not just tax planning.
Thank you so much for all the insight, Charles. Really appreciate your help on today's show. And it's eye-opening to look at how, yeah, there are sometimes it's a death by a thousand cuts kind of problem, and sometimes it's one big mistake. And the items on today's show definitely fall into that latter category, where one big thing can really mess up your retirement. We don't want that to happen. So make sure you're planning properly, that you're addressing these kinds of things. And if you haven't worked solutions into your financial plan for the things that we've covered on today's show, well, that's a great sign that it might be time to work with an advisor to help navigate you through some of these big choices and changes. So don't hesitate to reach out. You can reach Charles Weldy very easily by calling 610-388-7705 or go online to cpweldygroup.com. That's cpweldygroup.com. More information for you on the website there as well. Check the description of today's show for that contact info and necessary links. Charles, thanks for the help, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next month.
Thank you, Walter.
We appreciate it. That's Charles and Walter. We'll see you next time right back here on Reengineering Your Finances. Financial planning and advisory services are offered through Prosperity Capital Advisors, PCA, an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Ohio. CP Weldy Group and PCA are separate, non-affiliated entities. PCA does not provide tax or legal advice. Insurance and tax services offered through CP Weldy Group are not affiliated with PCA. Information received from this podcast should not be viewed as individual investment advice. Product discussions and illustrations are hypothetical in nature and will vary based on many factors, including but not limited to age, health, product, insurance carrier, and product design. You should consult the insurance carrier website and policy for detailed information. Content may have been created by a third party and was not written or created by a PCA-affiliated advisor and does not represent the views or opinions of PCA or its subsidiaries. For information pertaining to the registration status of PCA, please contact the firm or refer to the Investment Advisor Public Disclosure website, www.advisorinfo.sec.gov. For additional information about PCA, including fees and services, send for our disclosure statement as set forth on Form ADV from PCA using the contact information herein. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money.